The Sentai Review, episode 165, Turtle Power 2. Okay, so we're back. We had to leave off on Ninja Turtles 3 because
too goddamn long.
Yeah,
yeah.
We hit like a 2 hour mark. Yeah. So
because it was piss and smoke break, and Shane just wanted to leave.
It's true, and Shane can't miss these turtles.
Yep.
We'll pause it again, Shane. You'll be the end of the Sentai review.
Yep.
And it'll be all your fault. I'll let everybody know that you just couldn't be in this room to see the best turtles.
Oh, yep. Bill, you're assuming he can get out of the room.
That's true. You got my the two fat ass people in front of the door.
My fat ass in the Max and Relaxing chair is barricading this here door.
You about to jump like cat through that window?
Awesome.
I will dive out of that fucking window to get away from these turtles.
Well, I think it's turtle time. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Seth Lovell, sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Help me.
Ain't no help for you.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone.
This game is cutthroat. Shane, Ralph Garman is about to get fucking sued.
Oh, Shane, my God.
We would actually probably release your address to the fans.
Jesus, that's hardcore. Okay, here we go. We are on Ninja Turtles 3, Awfulness.
Truth be told, this was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid, because I was a dumb kid, but only for, like, the intro to this.
Wait, dumb kid?
Damn. I only liked the intro.
No,
Shane got it.
Damn, man, that's hardcore.
Oh, I know.
Next.
Yeah.
Holy yep. God.
Turtle frickles.
Hey, no, hey, on top of that, look at them. They're all linked arms. Mikey's at the front. Because everyone knows better.
And only Donnie has Mikey.
I was going to say, I could barely make these jokes. These are awful.
Yeah.
Like, they're so unbelievably bad.
Very bad.
And here's the thing about it.
So bad that Shane's not looking
they
at
They added
him.
Those spots in the second movie, like, made them more defined. But they went overboard in this one. And they're all like a...
I noticed the spots in the second movie. Didn't bother me.
Yeah.
This... It's too overdone.
Yep. Yeah.
They're too noticeable.
Well, also, their legs, like, the turtles have always been kind of, like, over bulky.
But here, they look like they slim the legs.
They skipped leg day.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
I don't know about, they thinned them.
Yeah. Next. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Look at that high-quality image. Look at it, Shane. Look, it's so good. If good was... a different word.
You know, you want to know what really depresses me?
What?
See, just
the film quality was way better.
Yeah.
Even today on the Blu-ray, if you watch the Ninja Turtles 1, it's really fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the dark crap in there that worked really well for the movie in general left a bad life on the film. It's really fuzzy, and it never really... went through the process of remastery very well.
Is he using his sword as a bookmark?
Yes.
Well, that's an ancient sword that was given to them by April's scavenger or rummage sales that she went to or something. So,
I cannot remember. I do
ancient
kind of remember.
Sword found in flea market.
And isn't she the same? Isn't she the same actress that played in the second movie?
I think so. I think it's the same one from the second one.
And
so.
Then they somehow got Casey to come back for this movie.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get him to come back for the second.
Money's a hell of a thing.
I bet he must have been broke. That decision.
Must have been broke.
Well, he probably got a dual paycheck because he was in the present time and the past time, so...
Well, that wouldn't mean anything.
No, he would still get the same paycheck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
You don't get more money just because you're in two different parts of the movie.
Okay, I will say this. Okay, I'll say two things. Mikey in shorts is funny.
We don't make fun of it anyway.
And at the same time, it's also somewhat intelligent because the other guys that switched places really should have shown up naked.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it was the same chick.
But the second thing I'm going to say is, Raphael.
Put
your fucking size away.
Can't do it.
And I like this prop. For as bad as this movie is, I thought that prop was fine. I kind of like that weird lantern thing that they hold, and then if somebody else is holding it in a different time of frame at the same point, they will switch places.
What's that thing behind Raph?
Pinata.
Yes, it's like a pinata thing.
Okay. I don't know.
There's all kinds of garbage down there. Oh, by the way, when they find this place in the second movie, this place is still where they live. The train terminal is still where they live in the third movie, and this is where they live. You can see this archway right here and the stairway in the next mutation, which also leads us back to the idea that these three movies happened in that continuity, but just maybe not the exact same way.
In fact, all right. Actually, I think it's the same in the fourth movie as
in
well.
In fact, I have an interesting little retcon for how it works.
Yeah,
I think that this movie, because it deals with time travel and they went back and they altered a little bit of the past, that's how the next mutation happens. Because when they come back, look, it doesn't matter what you change.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how minuscule you might think your change is. That guy was not supposed to fall into that water and die. Period. The fact that he's dead means that generations of family have been wiped from existence. That changed something.
Yep. Which is probably why it didn't change right away as soon as they got back.
So it wouldn't surprise me at all to say that the first three movies happened, and because of this event, that's what changed the history and makes the next mutation happen.
Yep.
Next.
Goddamn. It's also the reason why they could be inside of both the DC universe and inside of the Power Rangers universe.
This looks like something... I'm trying to think of how to explain this. It looks like one of those learning kids shows where, like, the guy will look in the window and be like, hey, whatever fun, stupid-ass character, Mr. Learny Guy. That's what it looks like.
Wait, you mean it's kind of like a Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers type of thing?
Yeah, that's exactly what this looks like to me, is they're looking through like the windows, like on one of those learning shows.
Hey, everybody, my name's Casey Jones. I'm crazy!
Actual reason this is like that, they didn't finish the bottom part of that puppet.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's always behind stuff.
He's cut off. In fact, that right there, if you're looking real close, that's... He's missing his lower half.
Yep.
Yeah, because right now, since you pointed that out, it literally looks like he got impaled by something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted out of this movie.
Because the bottom of the puppet is not there. So every
Mikey.
Time...
Master Splinter has a shotgun.
No, it's... thank God, Donnie got all those things of morphine. Mikey only skinned half of me.
Yeah. Note to self, don't make fun of Mikey's shorts.
Yeah, so every time we see Splinter in the course of this movie, he will always be covered from the waist down. Always. The whole fucking movie. And Casey no longer looks like a hard ass. Looks like a fucking male model.
He looks like a surfer boy.
Yeah, he looks like a male model surfer boy.
Hey, boys and girls, I'm Casey Jones, and joining me today is Master Splinter. Hello, children. And joining us today is Asian Man from Feudal Japan.
He's like, tell us about your time And he's like, oh, there were dead people in the streets. We threw our feces out the window and just kind of let the horses eat. Oh, that's enough. I do not like the past
except,
at all.
Except
this is children's show. Next. Oh.
God, we're in this fucking movie.
We're in this
movie. Why were we created?
Even before this movie came out, though,
wasn't
these toys
figures?
Existed.
Yeah.
There was a set of action figures
samurai
for the feudal
warrior?
Line. Yeah, it was like samurais.
You know, looking at their mouths in this one compared to the other ones, I don't know why.
What's with Donnie's buck teeth?
I was about to say, their teeth look horrible.
Okay, Leo's
look at their ginormous tongues.
Yeah,
that too. They're barely held in their goddamn heads.
And their eyes are all huge. When they speak, we can't see this yet. We'll sadly have to watch the third movie and review it.
Yep.
And when we do it, no, you won't be sick, motherfucker.
Oh, fuck!
Nope, that's the end of the Sentai review. Yep.
Sentai review is
over. You're
going to
end this because you're going to make me watch this?
Uh-huh. Shane, don't worry. I have a plan.
The sock puppet talking must be experienced.
Hold on, no. Shane,
and they
I
do
have
too.
A plan.
Uh-huh. What's that?
We're going to drink until this movie is good.
Oh, we'll be dead.
Exactly.
We'll do this episode from the hospital.
Yeah. We're in the hospital right now. Shane's getting his stomach pumped. So, Shane, the opening of Turtles 3.
Next.
Enough said.
Okay. I have a hard time believing feudal Japan long iron. No.
They had guns.
I can't remember the time. I can't remember the time, but I think this is supposed to be right when guns were being introduced.
Yeah, they had guns back then. Because
there's Westerners that are... The whole point of the whole movie was like there was some guy, some Westerner who was coming across...
Yeah,
with guns and cannons.
Yeah, he was trying to sell guns and cannons to a warlord. And that was what happened in Japan, actually. From what I understand... Guns were not something that they necessarily created. They had something like a gun, like a type of firework thing with like an explosive cannon thing.
Yeah.
But
well,
like the actual
did develop gunpowder.
The actual powerful guns that came across like that was supplied. Cuz they were a closed country. So they made they developed certain things and then they closed off for a long time.
Yep.
And from what I understand, from the story I've heard, what opened the borders back up for trade was a toy train.
Yep.
It was like nothing they'd ever seen. It was basically like, here, look at this. And they fucking made a little track, and the little train went around the track. And I guess, I can't remember if it was the emperor or what. I don't know my Japanese dynasty history. But I do remember reading that it was a toy train that basically opened, like a model train that reopened the borders and allowed trade with Japan.
Quick, somebody call Gaijin Goomba. We got to get culture shocked.
Next.
You know, that would be hilarious if he got a hold of us. He'd be like, hey,
yeah,
you guys
true.
Love about fuck yeah.
Damn, Mikey.
Well, I mean, considering the fact he's
talked
about it
space.
In 12 other episodes.
Well,
but,
as a technicality, one of the people that's in game theory is like a 45-minute drive from us.
I can believe that. Yeah, Austin.
Austin, who's in charge of the science. Yeah. I'm sorry. Whoa. The science!
So, like, in this image, you could
tell
that...
Here's Sentai Review. It's me! Austin!
Oh,
it was me the whole time, Austin! Oh, wait, now we're
blending
shit.
Not about to happen here.
Sorry.
Not about to happen. For multiple reasons, big YouTubers will never collaborate with us.
Yeah,
yep. Exactly. Because it's us.
So, April, did I tell you
wait,
where
that? Wait, how the fuck did she get back there?
Because she's the whole thing that starts it.
She's
holding
with the prince
it.
Of the warlord guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because
thank God I blanked out most of this
there's
movie.
The story is, well, here's the thing. The second Turtles movie story is bad. But the movie works. The third Turtle story is actually good, but the movie is awful.
Yep.
It's a real simple concept. There is a relic. If I am holding the relic, and somehow through the disposition of time itself, if somebody else is holding the relic, I will switch places with them. It has the
power to
swap
us. As long as it's one person, yes.
Well, it
has to be somebody who's roughly the exact same size and body mass as you are.
And it works in tandem to the idea that, like, that one person is holding it while I'm holding it. And then there's probably something else that links the people, who knows.
Yeah.
And then the four turtles, the four samurais, have it. And because of all the armor and crap that they're wearing, when the four turtles hold it, they go back to the same point. Is that practical in any fucking way that you could have guessed that four samurais would someday hold that fucking relic and that the four turtles held it, that was a guarantee that they'd go back to the same time to save April? No, it's absolutely ludicrous. Yep. But we've let other stuff in Power Rangers go.
Yep.
Plot.
So, basically...
Don't you? That bullshit!
Yes.
Because he's but not here at the moment.
It's not a bad little time travel story that April got stuck in the past. The turtles go back to save her. They deal with an enemy that's not the Shredder because past.
Although the Warlord looks similar to the Shredder's assistant. So, because it was the same actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could have been a descendant. Because they also give you, they show you in this movie, there's a lot of bad things. They show you Casey's descendant. They show you, they show you Master Splinter's descendant.
Yep.
Or ancestor is what I'm, the word I'm looking for. Descendant is not correct.
No. The little kid was named Yoshi, which is the one who...
Which is actually the same family line that will later give birth to Yamato Yoshi.
Yep.
So maybe some of that family line didn't get cut off because that kid got saved from a fire.
But see, that's what I mean, yeah.
What was Splinter's master's name?
Yamato Yoshi.
And Shredder's real name is...
Orokosaki.
Orokosaki, okay.
Yeah. But Yamato Yoshi's master was Yoshi.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So what's up with Raph?
He's an asshole.
Yep.
You should know this. He's your favorite asshole.
Yep.
Listen, he is my favorite turtle.
You know,
yes.
I do know he's an ass. What's up with the fucking blank stare?
Because he's an asshole.
Shane, this is Turtles 3. You would have a blank stare.
No, see, Bill, the thing I liked the most about that was Shane immediately asked, what's up with Raph? He doesn't even bother mentioning Mikey staring at the back of April's head.
Yeah, I was about
head.
To say,
I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah,
Raph.
You did.
I mentioned it earlier. I was like, Mikey, personal space.
No, and I was like, no, because Mikey's pissed because they had to go back to save the bitch. And Raph's sitting there like, you know what? I'm with you. For once, I'm with you. Do it. And Donnie is sitting there smiling because he knows what the fuck is about to happen.
That's
because
Donnie's distracting her.
Yeah.
So, April,
bad things are about to happen to you.
And Leo's like, Mikey really can't see his face, but he's probably like, man, whatever.
Next.
He knows back. Better.
Oh, look.
Back
oh going, my lord.
My favorite nunchucks.
Look at that. That.
Just say it, Bill. Use your words.
I'm trying.
Let us feel the disappointment. It sustains me.
Leo might be the worst looking turtle in the group.
Yeah.
He might literally be the worst-looking turtle.
Mikey's the best-looking one.
And Mikey actually is the best-looking turtle in this movie.
And we're not saying that because we're terrified of being skinned alive by nunchucks.
Because even though the costume... Well, Mikey's always been kind of a slimmed-down thing compared to the other turtles.
He was always the smaller one.
Yeah, so there's something about it that he kind of made the transition easier.
But to be fair, in this picture, he looks one of the bigger ones.
Right.
He's behind
the dark.
Leo.
If they'd have made this movie dark like the other movies.
Where is he in front? I don't know. Lighting is a big deal.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, is Raph doesn't look as bad in the dark.
Right.
And Don, here in the back, shadowed properly, doesn't look as bad. Had this movie not taken place in mostly light, this might have passed in costume.
Here's my thing. If you look at Mikey, he looks
still would have been rough, and you would have needed a lot of camera angles and the correct lighting, but I'm seeing it right here. Mm-hmm. Don looks good.
Yeah.
Except for the teeth.
No, that even kind of looks mean.
It looks better than it did before.
Yeah, it looks better than in the light.
Yeah, you can't see his big red dumb tongue and the slits in between the teeth that show you how buck they are.
Yeah.
Man, there's something wrong with Leo, though. Not just his look, but there's just something wrong with him. Look at him. He's like...
It's the animatronics, that weird smile they give the turtles, and that just it looks so
bad. But
in
this situation, all the turtles are like,
he's just smiling.
He's like, what's up, guys?
That's because he knows who's behind him.
Yeah.
You guys are about to get fucked up. This is Leo. I will do my best, master.
Next.
Ah!
Oh!
Look at Ralph's expression back there. It's like, oh, shit.
I would, too. Look at Leo.
Mike looks crazy again.
Yeah. Mikey's still
He looks scared.
Of
Ralph
course,
is scared.
Look at fucking Mikey.
Ralph is about like, He's like, Mikey's about to go off.
I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but he's grabbing April, too, so he's like...
That's because he's about to grab April and run.
Yeah.
How many times have I told you that smile?
Bitch, we got to go. We got to go now.
I saved your ass once. I'm about to do it again.
Close your damn mouth. You look like a retard.
They look awful.
What? Okay, now in this picture, because of the lighting, shadowing and stuff, now Raph looks better.
Yeah, Raph looks like the best one in this
Now
one.
He looks like the best one. That's Leo's dumb. Leo's dumb in this movie.
Had it been properly shaded, you might have gotten away with these costumes.
To be fair, also, Mikey's not looking. So Raph's like, well, Mikey can do it. I'm copping a fucking feel. Oh, man, this is so...
Next.
Okay.
Hey,
thank
look,
God.
Okay.
Better?
Thank you. All right, are you ready for this score?
Yeah.
Seth, are you ready?
Yes.
It's a 0.001.
That many zeros? Three?
3-0, yeah, sure, okay. Why not? 0.0001. I'll go with
that. Oh, okay, fair enough. Whatever.
Because something tells me there is still something worse than that coming.
What are you at, Shane?
Oh, he's on the list.
He gave it a straight zero?
Shit, hold on.
Hate this movie. Hate these costumes. Don't like anything about it.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Those costumes with proper lighting make me believe that they are better than the singing turtles.
Oh,
yeah.
They also got a zero, so...
Yes, which is why I'm going to give this a one. Our grading scale is 5 is perfect, 4 is great, 3 is average for the kind of thing that we're reviewing, 2 only if you're a fan, 1 this is simply bad, 0 I'm sorry you even have to know this exists. These, under the correct conditions, are passable. They're 1. They're simply bad. But with the proper lighting, they could have gotten away with this. We've seen pictures that prove
it. But here's the problem. Because the entire movie wasn't properly lit.
Exactly. Well, no, that is the problem. It was properly lit.
My bad. I got it mixed up. More darkness.
It needed darkness.
So I'm giving them a 1.2 because if you're a fan, you could see it and understand it like you did. Proper lighting, okay. So, altogether, 0.72002, so a 0.72 moving on.
Now, we're going on to the whole reason we have to do this.
Fuck!
The next mutation is the show that we will be reviewing. We have to do Turtles 1, Turtles 2, Turtles 3, then we go on to 15 episodes of the next mutation. These are the turtles that will join the Rangers in space.
And I figured out, once again, the YouTube gods favor us because I got on Netflix, or excuse me, the Netflix gods favor us because I got on Netflix last night to try to watch the Turtles movie. Typed in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This shit pops up! I'm like,
It is on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
Oh, cool. Ooh.
And all its shitty glory.
Turtle
what
tits.
The fuck?
This! Right here, these costumes are new.
Yep.
They don't look like that in the show. This was done for a promotional thing recently. Had to be. Not recently, but when they were coming out with the DVDs, because the costumes don't look
guessing,
like that.
I'm guessing this might have been during their promotional stuff, just like the coming out of their shells had some different, better looking.
Right.
Well, I'm actually thinking that when Shout Studios, all those Power Ranger pictures they do for the DVDs, those are not, that's not Austin St. John and people like that. That's not them. That's just costumes they bought
even
and they got
the
actors.
Even though the derpy faces look about the same as...
These are not the same costumes.
Yeah, they're not.
I know because I just watched 4 episodes with Gwen. These costumes are too bright and actually too well done.
Hey. Yeah, those actually look more like claymation models to me.
Yes, this is promotional stuff.
Bow down to the leader.
So who else is enjoying the fact that we have Pirate Leo? Fucking
here next. Okay, that is the actual costumes. Yeah. Those are the actual costumes. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't hate them. I actually don't hate them. They're wearing the bandana area. They're wearing the gauze on the wrists and feet. That's something they do today in the Turtles today. I don't mind the fact that every turtle got a new kind of headband. I don't necessarily like the head glove thing here, but I like that Raph kept with the original bandana, and Leo actually went to a type of full head covering. I don't hate that. The belts I don't necessarily despise. Just like the series you grew up on, they put the letters back on there. Their shells don't look awful.
All right, so
this is a television budget that actually managed to do better turtle costumes than the third movie.
Yeah.
All right, I'm biased on this one, but I think Raph looks better than all of them. That's my opinion. I don't mind Zorro Leo.
yeah, it does. It's very much like that Zorro mask.
Hey,
that,
come on. We got Luchador Donnie.
Yeah. You got
Luchador. I actually hate that.
I don't like
Mike. I think Donnie got
Mike
fucked.
And Donnie's masks I don't like.
I prefer Mikey's over Donnie's, but not by much.
Yes.
In fact, I think Donnie's looks retarded.
Yeah.
It's like they put a condom on his head.
They also went out of their way to give Donnie something that made sense to his character. He has a utility belt.
Well, that's because he's the gadget man.
His belt has stuff, where the others are more prone to use things.
I'm fine with that.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. I know everybody hates her.
Venus?
I really like Venus's design. I think Venus de Milo looks great. That is a female turtle, and it looks fine to me. I could believe that in an alternate universe where these were four girls instead of four guys, she would have been Leo. I can see that easily, without a problem, no problem at all.
I like the yin-yang sign.
I think she looks fine.
On her arm and her leg.
Mm-hmm. Also, during the course of this series, she's the more enlightened, and she's heavier trained than a lot of the other turtles.
She's the better fighter.
No, in terms of the mystic arts, the actual getting into the key level of ninja, using special abilities and things of that nature.
Yeah, that's what she's mostly trained
on. She is highly trained, where they're just starting to learn, like, meditation.
Yep.
So Leo's still the better fighter when it comes to, like, physical prowess?
In terms of technique, yes. Raph is definitely stronger. You do get to see that.
Yep.
Is Mikey the leader?
Mikey's fast. I mean, I don't know if this is crazy, Mike. I'm telling you, I'm being honest with you, these costumes are not bad. Look at the hands. They look fine.
Man.
I don't see like the
I guess,
like
I
this
guess the elbow
in the last
and
in the last movie. Did you notice the seams on the legs? Like the awful, awful heavy. You could tell that it was like a sock that they pulled all the way up.
Yep.
That's not there. Look at their arms. That's a television show.
I'm probably hating on it because I think the show sucks.
It does.
Yes.
But
four episodes taught me that this is going to be a difficult 15-episode hike.
Oh, so you mean it's kind of like Bond's Master I
Durr.
It's a hell of a hike.
It's a hell of a hike, Shane. It's going to be rough, man.
But Scott and I made it.
Netflix is easy to watch.
Barely.
I'll put it on. Stream, watch an episode. I see. Move on to the next episode. This is a fantastic episode. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're going to be doing what I was doing, which is play it while you're
fucking.
Then
you're not going to be very helpful when we get to the review.
But I got ears.
I hope so. You're going to have to be good because there's a lot to see. Because we're going to be talking about the sewers and the way that it's. Look, man, you got to review the show.
Yeah.
I do like how they got elbow pads and knee pads. Except for
That's stuff that exists in today's Turtles.
Yeah.
Oh, and see, he kept with the originals. It's more like it's okay, like Raph did, and Leo kind of stuck, but Donnie actually plated himself. He has armor pads.
Yep.
That goes into the character that makes sense for what Donnie is, especially these are older turtles. They're trying to distance themselves from where they were. They do have more materials to work with. They've grown and learned by this point.
Yep.
Next.
So uncomfortable.
I know.
Trust me, the Max and Relaxing chair is not as comfortable as it normally is.
There's Venus.
I like the ponytail.
Everybody,
I like how she braided her headband.
She don't have hair.
No.
She braids the headband. It looks feminine.
I'm also, I'm also used to sitting in an uncomfortable chair.
Yeah, she looks fine to me. I know everybody loves to hate on Venus.
I don't know her enough to hate her.
Everybody despises her. You go on the internet, everybody despises her. And the second I brought this up, I got the same comment all the time. Fucking turtle tits. Stupid fucking Venus de Milo. I'm going to tell you something right now. In the four episodes I've seen, she's the best fucking thing in the show. Best fucking thing in the show.
Who's the worst? You got to be somebody who's the worst.
Not Mikey.
Probably the villain.
Turtle-wise.
I don't remember the villain.
We don't have to deal with Shredder very long.
Right.
He's out of the scene fast.
Yeah.
It's hard to... Look, the voice acting... Also, she probably has the best voice. Dude, the voice acting in this is... Oh, man, it's so bad. The acting... Look, Saban is always famous for some bad acting, but these turtles, man...
Right?
Those voices... They don't seem like they match. There's Leo spends an entire episode trying to break his head on bricks while they make fun of him. Like,
well, that's dumb.
Oh, dude, you don't even know. And Raph, oh, that voice.
Raph and his bike.
Dude, yes. And then Splinter. Dude. You think we made fun of Splinter.
Wait till you show him on here.
Next.
God, Donnie looks so bad.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my God, they screwed Donnie up.
And their muscles even came back. Look, they're big.
Yeah.
I do like because he likes to fight. It seems like his mask is a little bit more torn up.
Yep.
Like I said, the Zorro mask is cool. The Lucha mask thing is the condom's
dumb. It's passable. Yeah, he has like a face.
If your favorite turtle is Donnie, I'm sorry. I really am.
The rest of him works for me, though. This mask is bad.
Just give him a different fucking headband.
I don't mind the fact that they gauzed their feet and arm area. That's fine to me. I like that they brought back these little symbols that came from my childhood and put them, they put them on the belts, but they seem a little more practical and a little more cool.
I like how he wears his on the other side.
Yes.
I don't know where he is because his hands are in the damn way, but probably on the other side.
I think Venus is actually on her normal belt.
Yeah, I think she wears it on her belt.
Yeah,
like
she wears
childhoods.
It right here on the belt. Yep, and then
since Venus her attire is like the normal turtles.
Venus has these two things, these bands with the little
yin
yang symbol. She uses these type of metal orbs, but she uses a lot of mystical power. She's a trained ninja
mystic
in the mystical arts.
Okay, that's cool.
So unlike she's like a Naruto character.
Oh.
Instead of being like the others, where the others are all Rock Lee-esque, you know, that type of thing. They're all physical. She's not. She has the chi, the power to use her inner spirits.
All right.
Power. I said power. Next. It's fucking me up. There's sleeping turtles. And there she is sleeping.
I'm guessing Donnie's working on something.
Yeah, I guess Donnie would be working on something.
Everyone else binged out on pizza. Donnie was like, I ain't got time for that.
And this is very much, you'll see things around the lair that, like, they're just kind of accumulating shit here in the terminal.
Well.
And they're still at that terminal.
Alright.
They do live in the sewers.
No, they don't.
Shit.
No, they don't. They don't live in the sewers.
It's the subways.
It's weird because they show sewer lids and shit all the time, but they live.
Maybe they have to go through the sewer to get to the terminal?
Well, they do because they live where they're supposed to be living. Is the old abandoned
an underground?
Remember in Ghostbusters, they talk about how the railroad was what was it?
The subway was abandoned.
Yeah,
there was a wreck.
There's old subways underneath New York that have been abandoned for years.
That's where they live,
and they're still there even today. You could go there, and it'd be dangerous as fuck for you to wander around down there. Who knows what kind of people are living down there? Because it is still there.
Yeah,
but it is supposed to be abandoned. People are not supposed to be living in there, but that's. But that's exactly why
cold.
They're living there.
Nobody's going to go down there and check.
They live in old subway tunnels. And they happen to live in a center, one of these central stations of that old subway tunnel. That's where they live now. They found it in Turtles 2.
Yep.
Cleaner than a
sewer. By falling
cleaner
into
Cleaner than
it.
A fucking sewer.
And that's the reason they have power and all those train cars and shit sitting around and all that space to break off areas where it could be training grounds and everything else. And it also gave an excuse for that. There's so much machinery for Donatello to play with.
Yep.
They're in old subways with old cars.
Right.
There might still be some power supplies somewhere. So.
There are. Yep. They, when they flick the switch, yep. all the power that ran through New York City is still wired through there.
Yep. Yeah.
So when they flick the switch, the subway came back on just like that.
Meanwhile, someone in New York in the power station's like, something just came back on.
I'm curious how minuscule of a power drain it would be. I don't know how noticeable it'd be. I don't understand how all that works.
Without the trains actually running, it's just a bunch of lights.
Right. Is it? Yeah, you're right.
And how much power New York?
And how
much power New York uses a day on a daily basis? It's been not even a blimp.
Right.
They probably
on the fucking
looks like Frankie left the fucking all 72 lights in his goddamn apartment on again.
Right. Next,
call that motherfucker.
See,
look at him. He looks awful, and he's got these skinny little legs.
Yeah,
like it's really awkward. And he has the gauze thing too, but it doesn't look right on him. And Splinter might actually be the worst looking thing in the series. She looks fine to me.
I don't like him
compared to
he's
the fucking,
awful
compared to the fucking Toon Disney version of fucking Lon Chaney Jr.'s Wolfman. She's perfectly fine right now. What the fuck?
Dude, he's awful looking. Next.
I forgot how bad that was.
Yeah, so you see what I mean? That's what I mean by this has to be something promotional. It's too clean.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll start with the rating.
That actually looks bad to
because
me
I don't
to what we
because
actually
Splinter,
saw.
Okay.
Yes.
You got to go by the aesthetics. Because Splinter looks awful, and
oh,
I
he
don't
does.
Like
he
how Donnie looks with just the mask.
Right.
Just go with the numbered ones first.
Everybody else is passable. I'm gonna give it a 2. I'm giving two of the characters look awful.
If this was the show,
I'll agree to the 2.
If this was the show, I could see a 2. Aesthetically, I think these guys are actually at around a 3.5. I think there's things that hold them back, but those costumes, this was on television.
Yeah.
And those costumes look better than the second Turtles movie budget.
2.5.
You mean the third?
No, I actually think that the second Turtles don't look that good in comparison today. The second movie looks fine,
right.
But you could tell it's a lot of recycled stuff, and it's a little more slimmed down, and the liver spots come out, and they don't use their weapons, and I think there's a lot more personality to these Turtles. Look-wise, I think these guys are very solid.
So who's left?
Just me. I'm going to give it a 3.5 as well. I actually like the way they look.
You won't like the way they sound.
Oh, I already figured that. But, I mean, compared to the last couple, they look a lot better.
Like, we just
there
see music turtles.
I don't like about it.
Like, this is coming off of Music Turtles and Turtles 3, and Saban gets a hold of the property and does that. That shit is magnificent.
So what's we got?
2.7 now that everybody's done talking.
With the next batch, it is the 2003 cartoon, but it also has two other offshoot series that happened during it too. So we got the normal series, we got Flash Forward, and the final one was Back to the Sewer.
And we'll rate it as one series? Make your decision.
No, because the costumes changed. And
okay.
Fast forward. So
here we go. Here's the 2000 Turtles.
Yeah. Here's the 2003 original.
You know, I actually can't hate that.
Oh, I thought this animation was very solid for its time.
I can't hate this at all. This is pretty sweet.
Right.
Yep.
It's like pseudo anime turtles.
Yeah. Oh, we got the multicolored skins too now.
Yeah.
Yes. Next. I always like this. Okay, this is weird. The reason I like this imagery right here, and I look for this with every kind of Turtles. This split Nintendo game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
or
I don't,
the arcade.
Because in the original Nintendo game, it was like, it was a da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it was show the turtle, and then at the end it went,
you know what else I like?
And showed the four. I've always liked that image.
You know what else I like?
I'm sorry, but the nostalgia kicks in, and all you hear is,
bling, bling,
now they're jumping off a rooftop. Get going.
I like that song. I love
Pizza
that. I love
power.
That opening.
Mm-hmm.
No, the one I was... The T-U-R-T-L-E
oh,
power.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, man, when I hear that, I get pumped. You remember like those the song, like, just, like the some of the songs in Power Rangers?
They changed...
Made me want to fight putties?
They changed the songs. The intro music changed years back with the original Turtle series too, because when it went to the Red Sky era, when all the turtles and animation
Teenage
changed,
mutant,
yep,
Ninja Turtles,
yeah, that's
Teenage
what it started doing.
Mutant.
That doesn't have. You the know same what I like about flow, this? Though.
This turtle song was okay. It would be like
it was
what was
it
I don't even remember.
Turtles counted off one, two, three, four turtles.
There's no one like, better. Turtles.
Yep. It was
we shredded
fine.
Shredder.
You it know was, the entire song?
Most of it.
He might. This was his turtle.
This is one of my favorite.
This
series.
Is the one he liked the most.
Yeah.
You know what I do like about
he
this?
Might have grown up with the original like us, but this is the one that when I talk to him, he often refers to this as his turtles.
Yeah. What I like about this is the fact that like even though you know who each turtle is, I like how their weapons are also color coordinated with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm handles. Fine with that. That's
except,
fairly creative.
Except I don't believe Mikey's nunchucks for a second. they're not red enough.
Next.
Look,
yeah,
he knows
dude,
how to
the artwork
right.
was very solid, dude. I remember the turtles looked menacing. They were tough looking.
They look menacing because they don't have pupils.
Do you want to know yep. something, Bill? This
yet
you're no. probably going to say oh. I'm wrong.
Yeah,
but this has the same kind of feel as Batman the Animated Series does to me.
I can kind
of
see.
I can
like,
see.
Like
I can
this
see.
This has more of a Spider-Man. To
I can see comparing this to the Batman.
Yeah,
that series. That series
oh,
almost matches perfectly.
The Batman was good.
Yes,
it was.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I could match this artwork to the Batman
yeah. or yeah. Batman Beyond in a way. I still,
you know, Batman Beyond no. still has that. Batman and Batman Beyond are very jagged.
Yeah,
like their elbows. Their elbows are very much.
I was meaning more like the feel from it.
Okay,
not
this
like
series,
the actual art style, but like. The Batman the Animated Series feel.
This series does sit in the dark a lot, and it did go out of its way to fix a couple of things. Like, I know you like him, but Leonardo got the fucking hero moments when they were chased out of New York. Not Raph. Because it was not Raph. Raph does not have the skill to handle that situation. He would have died. At this point in the series, this early in the comics, this early in the lineage, if Raphael goes against the elite foot soldiers, he dies. Leo barely made it, and he was the best guy they had.
And when we say elite, they are elite.
Yeah, they kick yeah.
It's
his
not, it's
ass.
Not just 20 foot soldiers.
I'm not blinded by the fact that my favorite turtle has flaws. I know his flaws. I know that technically... He is the only one that can fight Leo.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Don in a fight
Remember,
one-on-one is dead
I feel
easily.
Leo,
hands down.
Leo and Raph remind me of Ryu and Ken. Very close to being there.
But Ryu, just for some reason...
But there were times where Ken beat him in a fight.
Yeah.
And I believe sparring... You can't sit there and tell me Raph has never beat him in
a
sparring
match. Oh, see it. You see it where Raph has won those confrontations. Yes.
The thing is, though, is that he is more
hot-headed.
But
you also, if you ever pay attention to that TMNT, when Raphael is pissed and tries to fight Leo, and Leo doesn't know who Raph is, Leo's not playing games. He straight fucks the vigilante up without
context. I think Raph is the one who's trying to pull back.
No, Raph is trying to hurt Leo. He's mad, and he wants revenge for the destruction of his family, and Leo is the one who doesn't know who Raph is behind the mask yet, and Leo doesn't play games. He tells him, what you're doing is reckless, you're getting the fuck out of my city. And he's like, fuck you, and they fight, and Raph loses that fight until Leo realizes that it is Raphael.
And then Raph beats him. In the fight.
Because Leo's attitude changes. Now that's his brother, the fight is different. Leo would have trashed the vigilante without a second thought.
But when the mask fell off, Raph won. So they both technically won the fight. Leo won the first fight, Raph won the second fight.
Leo won the fight against the vigilante.
And Raph...
Raphael beat the shit out of his brother.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
When it comes down to that, the Sentai Review is not covering TMNT... Because technically speaking, TMNT...
That's after the next mutation.
Yes, that's after the next mutation. And as far as we understand, it is tied into the third movie, but not tied into that series in any way, which means that it takes the place of that movie and so on and so forth.
Which means we can watch it as a palate cleanser.
We're going to
need it. Speaking.
Next.
Hey, guys, I have sushi.
Oh, God.
This was the one thing I did not like about the 2000 Turtles.
Yeah.
Splinter. Now, hold on.
I had no issue with him.
I don't like his look. I like him. As a character, he fought. He was intelligent. He worked with the Turtles. He was a worthwhile mentor, and I enjoyed his character. I've never liked...
the design?
Wolf Splinter.
Yeah.
Like, dirty Wolf Splinter.
To me, he doesn't even look like a rat.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I have sushi.
Mmm.
You notice that nobody's over there?
Mikey's got no pupils, and it's more terrifying than the creepy stare, Mikey.
They kept pupils out of this series until, like, the second run, didn't they?
I think they kept them out until... Back to the sewer, I think, because that's when they actually put them in.
Isn't that the second run?
That's more like the third. Because
the first run goes until the abandoned New York.
Oh, well, in that case, I don't know.
We have caused me to have nightmares. Dude, what the shit? That is hilarious.
We got to blend in.
This shit
happens.
Hey,
you know what? That's more realistic than fucking trench coat and a hat.
I'll give that to you.
Yeah.
I mean, technically love speaking, Raph is still trench coat, kind of.
Yeah.
It's not ridiculous, Inspector Trenchcoat.
Oh yeah, this Shredder looked like
not
he would fuck you
Trenchcoat.
Up.
Yes,
no.
That Shredder is a
cyborg.
Yeah, he's a robot.
He's fucking sweet looking.
He is really cool looking, but then they explain his freakish strength and skill later on by revealing that he's not human.
Yeah.
Even the foot soldiers look a little menacing.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I like their outfits.
The design in this show was very spot. Very spot on. It worked for what they were doing.
Actually, go back real quick, Bill.
Oh, click.
Now zoom in. All right.
Those are the elites.
Yeah. Okay, I was about to ask, are the cool ones with the fucking epic hats and the epic long cloaks the elites?
Those are master foot soldiers. They are the elites, the grand guards to the Shredder. And... They're literally hundreds of them, and Leo fights them alone, and it does not go well for him.
Those guys are cool. I dig the red eyes and stuff, too.
By the time everything pans out and that episode is over, Leo is alive because about 50% luck, 50% because the Shredder wanted Leo to locate the other turtles. And Leo hit a point where he could no longer win that fight, and he had to go, and there was only one direction to go, and that was towards anything that could help him, and he needed his brothers, and inadvertently he put his brothers in the line of sight. And if it wouldn't have been for Master Splinter alongside of them, all four turtles would have been wiped from existence during the fire.
Because Splinter fought.
They burn the building down while the turtles attempt to escape, and Splinter steps in and fights with them. And he's a beast.
Is he better than the elites?
Think of it in
terms like the
like
Shredder.
This.
Okay.
Yeah, he's the only guy that can fight the Shredder one-on-one.
Shane, think of it in terms of this. Do you remember in the prequel movies how those were all like fairly like not all right? Until fucking Yoda comes in and pulls out a lightsaber and starts like whipping around the room like he's some sort of a fucking like... top Beyblade looking shit.
That's Splinter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Splinter, his little stick is mean.
He hobbles in and then he goes, get fucked.
So, I know the fast forward would be the next one if we're going story-wise, but...
Oh, wait. Aren't we supposed to rate these?
Yes, we are. We're on rating. But I always get my stuff ready before we go on.
4.8.
I think these guys are super solid. I'm at like...
I'm giving them a 5. I really like him.
I'm breaking it.
These are your best?
Yes.
Yeah?
This is my 6.
He's dropping a nuke.
No, the nuke comes later.
Yeah, the nuke comes later because the nuke is the kill-all.
The nuke is the -5.
So let's see.
This is the holy hand grenade.
I haven't used mine yet.
I think these guys are exceptionally solid. I really do. There's only a few things that hold me back. Splinter being one of those biggest things. I don't like his look. And he's the only thing that hurts these guys, but he does hurt them, so I'm at like a 4.6.
So who all has their sixes left for the costumes?
I'm at a 4.7, so if we do that and then divide by the 5. These guys are at a 5.02, not to be mistaken with the 5.2 from earlier.
All right.
Now we go to the fast
episode.
Forward.
So, wait, Seth, have you used your 6 for costumes yet?
Yep.
Now,
Shane, have you?
Not that I can remember.
So me and Shane are the only two left with 6s that we can use on costumes.
Well, this is per genre. So if you were to use it on the costumes, you couldn't use it on a movie or a series or anything of that nature.
I can't remember if I use mine or not.
And right now, this genre is Turtles.
See, Seth and me had it wrong.
Just like
we thought it was based off of costumes.
It's just like your all-time favorite Ranger. You better be damn sure, because you only get one.
I already know who it is.
So, this
is the 2003
second wave.
Yeah, this is the 2003 Turtles going into the future.
Yes. There's an event that happens that pivots them into the future, and then there's flying cars and yada yada and your Batman Beyond philosophies.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2099.
I kind of that, too.
Well, Bill's disappointed, so let's...
This is where I stopped the series.
Let's
I got 6 episodes into this, and I stopped watching.
Well,
this killed it for me. Next.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm done.
Naked rat.
No, I'm good. Next.
What's wrong, Shane? Naked rat.
You don't want to see your favorite turtle red there?
Yeah, he's your favorite.
With his tongue sticking out.
Look at him.
Where's the other one?
All defeated.
There's only 3 turtles.
The other guy got caught in a dump, a trash.
Yeah.
Who was that one?
Naked.
I can't tell who they are.
I know.
Without anything, weapons or nothing, I don't know.
I think it was Mikey who went into another vehicle.
Sounds about right.
Next.
That looks like Donnie hanging over like, oh God, fun to die.
And then because they were in the future, future tech turtles.
And future April O'Neil?
No, future April and Casey's kid.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Does he have laser swords? Like lightsabers?
Hey, guess what? Menacing Mikey's back.
I will say this. Splinter, to me, looks better.
Yeah, he looks more like a rat again.
But yeah, they do gain some laser weapons, so...
I'm kind of digging Raph.
Next.
So wait, does that mean using lightsaber nunchucks?
So that's him, right there. That's the Turtles. That's the future.
Yes, it's 4 kids.
No. I think they're getting sued.
Which part?
Raph and the fucking red Batman on his chest.
Hey, Beyond.
Yeah. I think they're getting sued.
I do like me some Terry McGinnis. So,
son of Batman.
Yeah, I was about to say, you mean Bruce Wayne 2.0?
Actually,
you mean
next.
Clone?
Yeah, it's clone because he's not smarter than Batman.
He's not a clone.
Actually,
he's
a
biological kid.
Yeah, it's
Amanda Waller rewrote Terry's.
Yes,
that's
a futuristic suit.
Oh. Right.
No, I'm loving Raph's weapon.
Why is Mikey in a suit?
No, that's not Mikey.
Or
that's
not Mikey,
Don.
Fucking Donnie. See, I'm sorry, my brain's still wrapping around the fact that we have Menacing Mikey back, and I'm terrified.
Next. He's dapper as fuck.
That's it. That's it for the fast forward.
Oh, I got to see one laser weapon. That was pretty cool.
3.5.
Which means that Leo has laser swords. Which means that those could be laser nunchucks.
I'm going to give this a 2.5.
I'm going to 3.
Which guys got?
It's not horrible, but I don't feel like it's average either. I feel like you actually have
Come
to
on,
enjoy
Shane,
this
pick a score.
To like this.
You know what you kind of rated.
Obviously,
I'm
these
back.
Are not the worst we've seen, so.
It's true.
It's true.
They're not the best we've seen.
But they
they're
are.
In the middle.
Yeah.
They're in the middle. 3.
These guys hit a 2.5 for me for one major reason. The future gimmick thing. was way over fucking utilized. It's not just them. It was these guys fall into a category that hurts them because for some reason every single person ever thought that this was the thing to do. Batman, future. There's Terry McGinnis thing. Spider-Man, future. Spider-Man, 2099.
Ultimate.
Yeah, Spider-Man went to a futurist planet thing. The cartoons, this was their idea. Just like in the early 90s, for some reason, cartoons got this idea that if you made them kids, we would give a shit again. Yeah. Like a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Flintstone Kids.
And all these cartoons.
A pup named Scooby-Doo, though. I'm just saying,
this was
now,
the
Muppet
idea.
Babies.
No, but even still, this was the idea at hand, was to take everything in one direction.
They did it with Tom and Jerry Kids.
Yes, yeah. Tom and Jerry Kids. That, yeah. This was what they wanted to do.
Right.
And then this was the next wave of that. They said, people are starting to hate this, so what do we do now? Future everything. And this, to me, that's why it's 2.5. Because the gimmick had worn old.
So what'd the fast forward get?
2.9.
So now we go back to the sewers.
We go back to the past. No, they're not going to the future again.
No, they're going back
pupils.
To the sewers.
What do you say we just go ahead and skip that next?
That's marginally better.
It kind of goes back to the 2003 ones?
Yes, with a friendly curve.
I'm not digging it.
Adding the pupils, and they also changed the art style to kind of have a more friendly, approachable look. Where the other turtles, if you cornered them somewhere, you might not want to press it any further. These guys, I feel like I could walk up and get me a hug.
I think Leo actually looks really cool.
And I still feel like he would hug me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like he's my good guy friend.
Mikey would definitely hug you.
He looks
Mikey
like
he might lick you.
Yeah, he looks
like he's in the wrong show.
He looks like he was supposed to be like a guest star for My Little Pony or something.
I don't know, because if he's still crazy Mikey, I mean, he might just be like ice cream. He doesn't
look like he has pupils.
He definitely does.
I know, but it doesn't look like it.
They're very friendly approachable. That was, I don't know why that was the idea for the redesign.
Oh, all new CW. The CW.
But CW for kids.
They were definitely built that way on purpose. Next. See, look at April. Look at kid, like this.
Casey Jones, the guy who's supposed to be like a hard ass, I could walk up, give that dude a high five, the bro hug, and be like, "Hey, bro, you want to go get some brewskis?"
Right.
And he'd be like, "Nah, man, how about some juice?"
They're all very approachable, which takes them out of the dark for me.
I'm not digging this.
Next.
Again, it's still not as bad as some of the shit that we have.
No,
seen,
it's not.
And this is during the wedding. Between Casey and April.
Next.
Where the fuck are those suits?
Tron.
They have no more pupils.
I honestly do not remember whatever this is.
That is their digital armor.
Why wasn't this the future tech? This would have looked cool.
Yeah.
I'm loving the double bow staff thing.
Four swords.
If two swords are not enough, we'll try four swords.
Still, hey, it worked for Zelda.
Yeah.
And then you know, he's got his cool-looking size, and he's got... Put your tongue back in your mouth!
can't do it! Can't.
Next.
Impossible.
Okay.
Okay, so there's those guys.
2.5.
Two.
I'm going 3.
2. This is TMNT.
Well, we have to cover all of it.
Suit-wise, we're covering the biggest changes and the most monumental impacts that I felt were necessary to get us through the lineage.
I'm thinking, I guess, a 2. I mean, I almost want to give it lower.
I feel like if you're a fan of it, you'll appreciate it. 2.3. It's fine. Like you said, it's not bad. It's just that the change doesn't feel right. Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I feel like they're all my buddies.
If that's technically the same series.
It is.
That's
the same storyline lineage.
that's a severe drastic change.
Yeah, and it's a very major attitude
it's
change.
It's like they were like, oh yeah, we're kind of hardcore motherfuckers. Then it was like, then we're in the future.
It's the reverse.
And then when they came back, they're like, dude, the future was amazing. Give me a hug.
It's the reverse of what they did in the original series where it started off friendly and goofy and then they tried to hard it up.
Yep.
And then this one started really dark and gritty and then they were like, let's friend it out a bit.
The future sucks. It makes hard asses into a bunch of pansies.
So here we are.
Nope. These guys got a 2.36. Okay, now on to the next guest.
TMNT.
I think I actually remember going to see this in theaters.
I did. Next.
Didn't we all go together?
No. I went with my brother's sister, my mom, and then my mom's friend and her two kids.
Bill, didn't we go together?
Can't remember. I know I seen it in the theaters.
God, that was 11 fucking years
And then
ago.
I know I got it on Blu-ray.
I know for a fact I didn't sit up with you guys. I didn't know you.
Yeah.
Not yet. No.
Not yet.
I saw this in theaters.
I met you later that year.
Yep.
Yeah,
I did not know you at that time.
Literally, when we went to go see this movie in theaters, it was literally fucking an empty house because the movie had already been out for like two or three weeks. So we went in and there was like no
As a matter
way.
Of fact,
I just started standing.
Hold on a second. That came out March 30th of
2007.
Yep.
No,
I enlisted in the United States military 6 months after that.
Next.
So yeah. God, that's been a few
months. Donatello. Now.
Next.
See, and he looks thin like he should. Raph actually looks pretty
fucking
pretty buff.
Next.
Mikey's a goofy, crazy son of a bitch.
Yep.
Crazy Mikey.
Next.
Russell's back.
Leo's trying to be a Jedi.
Forced warrior Leo.
Yeah, he exiled himself after what he felt was a failure in the team that he put on his own. He put it on his own head. He said, I screwed up. Something's wrong with the way I command. Something's wrong with my technique. Something's wrong with my stratagem. I'm going to go away. I'm going to figure out what it is.
I'm going to be the hermit of the woods and be like Yoda.
Well, he left the country.
Yeah.
I think he's in South America.
All right. I'm going to be the hermit of the jungle.
There actually is a thing they talk about when people have seen him and
Wait,
what he's doing for the area. They call him something, like the ghost of the woods or something.
Yep.
Next.
There's
Vigilante Raph.
Isn't Donnie making his...
Nope.
Armor.
Donnie does not know what's happening, nor does Mike. Oh. They think that Raph has fallen into a stupor where he sleeps all day and is irritated
night.
With everybody, and he's just waiting for... They know that when Leo left, something in the team snapped, and they started to decline. Leo understood his brothers in a way that the others never bothered to analyze. The others are very much an island. Raph is an island. Mike is an island. Don is an island. They have their own thing, their own life, their own stuff. Leo was the one that put them all together and said that this is what works. We are a family. This is important. And it's just like when that relative that made all the holidays happen dies, the holidays stop happening.
Yep.
You stop going to see all your family on Christmas or whatever because that's no longer a thing. The team fell apart without Leo. He kept them a team. Everybody else in their own single mentality is an island. And they did exactly what they were going to do themselves.
Although I think Mikey and Don kind of work together since they're getting some income to...
Don works a type of tech support and Mike is posing as a costumed turtle.
Yeah.
For parties.
For parties.
Yeah.
And Raph... believes that this should have never stopped. Their job is to be ninjas. But he doesn't actually cut it as a ninja the same way the others do without that guidance. So he took to the loud, angry, punching vigilante and stalks the streets openly on loud motorcycles with angry fists.
Mm-hmm.
Next. And everybody around him that knows what's going on, which is only like Casey. And Casey's not telling April.
When Casey first saw the vigilante, he's like, Raph?
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, you're kind of a big turtle, so...
To be fair, nobody else could have caught that because nobody else would know about the turtles. But since he knew them, he knew that had to be somebody in the suit, and he knew who it was.
Yep.
Because Angry Fist.
Since this is still part of movie continuity.
Yep.
He kind of knows who the fuck that is from the last time that shit happened.
Next. And yep. That's exactly what I mean. That fight right there, that sold the whole damn movie for me.
Yep.
And it's at that point that Leo wants to prove a point, but I'm telling you, if you watch that movie, when the mask comes off, Leo's attitude towards the fight changes. And he no longer wants to hurt this guy. He's still mad. And his brother is still pissed. But Raph comes at him with much more severity than Leo comes at him. And when Leo loses, Raph almost kills him. And he's then, that kind of angry.
And then realizes he really screwed up when Leo gets captured.
Well, he realizes he really screwed up before that.
Oh, yeah, when the sword snapped.
When he all... Well, that's it's not the snap. The snap of the sword isn't what did it. When the snap happens, Raphael jumps and tries to stab Leo in the face and misses and hits the ground and almost kills Leonardo. And then when his mind snaps back in and all that anger kind of leaves him for a second, dissipates, he realizes that if he had not pulled at the last second, he would have killed his brother.
And he wouldn't have been about as bad as the Shredder.
He might have been worse. Yeah. Because where
he
is...
successfully killed a turtle.
Yeah.
Well, where he is right now is a bad place.
Yeah.
He's not supposed to be a vigilante like this. This is not something he's doing because he wants to help the world. He's angry. Mm-hmm. Next.
Splinter looks awesome. He's got a fucking epic beard.
I'm okay with this one.
Yep.
He looks like a fox.
I'm not okay with that one. Ninja April is nothing I've ever cared for. Yep. Not every woman needs to be a fucking warrior. I get it, okay? Woman empowerment, yada yada. I get it. I really do. But there are different kinds of people in the world. Not every man is a hardcore martial arts boxer. Not every woman is warrior. Yep. Some women are intelligent people like April was. Intelligent, investigative reporter. That's fine. She doesn't have to be a ninja.
I think in this one, not only was she a ninja, I think she was some kind of a... I want to say Indiana Jones-like, because she was going around looking for
artifacts
and stuff.
She's still working for some company.
Yeah.
But I don't understand exactly. It's some sort of news company or something.
Indiana Jones,
no, she started her own.
It makes me think Laura Croft.
She started her own company delivering things.
Yeah, things, yeah.
It's a delivery service. So she jumped into business for herself. Next. Raph is still big.
Mikey actually really looks small.
Yep.
The weird thing is, I know they're all turtles, but in this, Mikey looks a little mousy.
I was thinking more like a snake to me.
Or a snake, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next.
God, this Casey walking around with all those fucking things makes me laugh.
Right.
Next.
And especially considering the fact of what the big bad was doing.
He didn't get my favorite picture, but that's fine. My all-time favorite image from that movie is at the very end when Leo gets knocked into that crate and it breaks open, and then he gets up and starts picking up every sword and weapon in the area and starts strapping it to his back, and all of a sudden he has like 9 weapons.
Yep.
I love that image, dude.
Gilgamesh.
I haven't seen this movie in a while, but Raph broke the katanas.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know the size are a defensive weapon.
Yeah, they're actually meant to be sword-breaking weapons.
They're meant to be farming tools.
Well, that too.
Well, their original design was for farming. Yes. But they're a defensive weapon.
As a defensive weapon, it breaks swords.
Yeah.
Shut up, Bill.
I'm going back to a 4 because this looked like the... attire looks the same as like the original movie turtles. So
I like that their pads, this is a small thing, but their pads went to a brown color. Mm-hmm. That's important because it actually helps the bandana stand out, and it keeps the turtles dark while not overdoing them where the bandanas are all bright blue and then the pads are bright blue.
Yeah.
And they didn't have to, like, the next mutation, I'm fine with adding a little bit of character. I don't like when it's overdone.
Right.
But I'm fine when they added a little character to the suits and grew them up. But here, I'm also fine with the fact that they stuck to the original designs.
I like that. I like that too. I like, okay, like, to me, I think Splinter looks like a fox, not a rat.
I still think he looks cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you rather?
I will agree with that.
Splinter back?
I will agree with that though. Fox, he does look like Fox Splinter now.
I don't know. I kind of was thinking Squirrel Splinter, but I mean, at the same time,
no,
it's
Fox
just because
Splinter
it was a shit
cool.
angle at that one.
I kind of feel like he looks like a red fox.
Yeah.
No,
can't let you do that,
you know,
McSplinter.
And that's fine. I don't care. You know, like you said, women empowerment, I don't care. You want to make her a ninja? Let's see what she can do.
See, I just don't think it works for her.
I don't like
April
how...
is not supposed to be a warrior.
I know what, in the Archie comics, they tried to make her a somewhat warrior woman.
See, that's...
But it didn't last that long, so...
They've pushed this for years, but for me, April's design, character creation, not like a new April, like the Nickelodeon April, that's a different April. But the April that starts out as a scientist, like in the 2000 Turtles, that April is not a warrior. That April is intelligent. That doesn't mean she can't learn to fight, but she doesn't need to be a ninja.
I don't like Casey. I don't like Casey's design.
He doesn't bother me.
I think he's the worst one in this movie. That's my opinion.
I think everybody's skinny, so he, like, that's the reason. If he would have just been the one looking weird and skinny... But everybody's kind of twiggy
yeah.
in this. So, yeah. since it's a lanky design anyway, it doesn't matter.
I'm going to go with a 4.5. I do like it. I mean, I like the vigilante armor that Raph wore. I like Obi-Wan Leo. I like...
Obi-Lee Kenobi.
Obi-Lee. Yeah, I like that.
Raph, use the force.
Too much force! Too much force!
You broke my sword! Too much force!
I'll give it a 4.3. These were actually really yep. nice.
I'm at
I do remember enjoying the movie
and
when
I went to see it. I know Leo held back. But still, for this one, at one moment, it really felt like Raph finally had it.
Yeah.
He was the better fighter. He beat Leo. And I understand that Leo held back. I get you. But I've never switched turtles. You know, I've stayed only a Raph fan. I like all four turtles.
Yeah.
But Raph always stuck out for me. I like him. I like his attitude.
The turtles are like the Ghostbusters. You pick a favorite, but it doesn't work unless all of them are there.
Peter.
But do a show with just Peter.
No.
That's what I mean.
He needs the others.
He
needs the others for his comedic relief to bounce off of.
They work because of the team aspect.
Yes.
And the turtles are that way to me. If you do a series with only two of them, I don't think it works. Like the Fantastic Four. Right now, that book is trying to do the Fantastic Two, where it's just Ben and...
Johnny.
It's just Ben and Johnny. And sure, they work, but there's something missing.
That you're missing the motherly...
You're missing
attention
the married couple.
Well, here's the thing. Reed was always the intelligent one. You know, the leader of the Fantastic Four. Sue always had that motherly feel, you know. That's my kid.
Well, she watches the team. She is the defense figure.
Yes.
Ben is the bruiser.
Ben and Johnny do work well together because they're always giving each other a hard time. But you need more than just comic relief.
Okay, so
we
are
score?
On...
Score is a 4.22. By the way, my phone's fun and gonna die, so...
Sweetness.
Yeah.
Oh, wait,
let
no,
us do...
I don't need to. Plug that bitch in.
We are now on the first...
Is that the newer style?
The first Nickelodeon.
We're on the first Nick cartoon, not the second
the
Nick
2014.
Cartoon.
I like the OG
nope.
Nick cartoon.
Nope.
Okay. Nick did a really good job in that cartoon.
There you go.
He's not listening.
Yep.
Hold on.
This cartoon.
Oh, I don't like it.
Okay. Did you say you don't?
No, I don't like it.
Oh, I love this cartoon.
Yeah, this one's fucking awesome.
This is one of the best turtle series they've ever
done. Okay, here's the thing, though. That's a series.
No, I realize
that. The series can be fucking fantastic.
I realize
that.
I
don't like how they look. It looks like somebody punched fucking Donnie in the mouth. Now he's had a gap in between his teeth.
That's because he does.
Yeah.
That is quite exactly what happened. They give a slight background story in the very first episode where Raphael says, put the stick down and you don't have to get hurt. And he says, I put the stick down last time, Raph. You hurt me.
He's missing a tooth.
Here's the problem, though, man. Donnie and Mikey can't fight Raph. No, it's just, no. The reason Leo needs to fight is because Leo can't
fight. No, technically Mikey can fight Raph. Like, he can't do damage, but he can fight him.
Once in
He's
a blue
very
moon,
hard to hit.
Once in a blue moon, Mikey can beat Raph. Once in a blue moon.
Mike, Raph's biggest problem is my biggest problem. Temper. Yeah, once you're mad, you don't think straight.
Next.
Mikey's at that aloof.
There's that image
feeling.
I like.
I don't like their knee pads.
They look like bricks.
They look huge.
It's to the art style.
Yeah.
It's because it is very much the art style.
And Mikey's nunchucks are fucking long.
That's not a nunchuck. Yeah.
Because their arm pads do the same thing.
That's Kasurigama, I do believe it's referred to.
Oh, I didn't see the blade.
It's the sickle with the chain.
I didn't see the blade. Now I say it. Now
you could throw it as a, or you could use it as a sickle
because it has a weight at the end. Yep.
He carries that. People. He carries that, and he carries the nunchucks.
Yeah.
Yep. That's another hard weapon to master.
Yep. And that's also another weapon you could use to climb up on things.
Mikey,
so he kind of has his rope.
Makes you wonder.
It
makes you wonder. Mikey gets the hardest weapons to master, but once he masters them, I wonder if he could use Leo's katanas. Donnie's.
No,
poses.
They try switching weapons. Yeah. It doesn't work out for him.
They tried that.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's a speed guy.
Yeah.
So he uses the fast weapon.
Next.
Oh, yeah, that's Kid April.
Now, do you see what I mean about why everything in this series is incredibly lanky? You could see it in April. April's human. All humans look like this. There's a weird Final Fantasy IV DS. It's like that art style where everybody's very tall and lanky. Like, everybody in the world is tall and lanky and long.
Raph looks wider.
He's always
but that's right. But that's but these guys are mutants. They're bigger than every human in the show, unless you count like the really big buff guys.
And this is a series that like
Donnie is a hell of a lot taller and super skinny.
Yes,
compared to the
others. When Mikey stands up, he's going to be the shortest, the smaller one. Leo is the most lean, and Raph is the bigger guy. Raph is like the brute.
April's a teenager in this series, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, she's young, isn't like 15 or is it 14?
I wouldn't say like very early teens.
Isn't this the series where they hint there's a thing between her and Donnie?
That's the first girl that Donnie ever sees, and because he's augmented human DNA, he does like humans, and they do too. But while these three turtles are just kind of like, that's my friend, Donnie really likes April.
And obviously, I don't think April...
Doesn't ever pan anywhere. They never go down the creepy route. Okay. But it's just like a cute little thing that Donnie likes April. But even he kind of makes movement on it once or twice. But she's very much like, you're...
Isn't this a series where Mikey's like, they've got brains.
Yes.
Yes, Mikey. We all have brains.
Yes, this is that serious. Yes.
In our stomachs? No, Mikey. Not in our stomachs.
Man, thought he turned into a snake. Wait, what? You don't understand science, Raph.
It's just because his name is Snake. And he's like, but that doesn't mean...
You just
Snakeweed! You don't understand science, Raph.
Oh, man, what am I going to call this guy? Mikey!
Dude, I love this. This series is amazing.
Yes.
Next.
Is that a motherfucking VHS?
Yep. People throw them away.
Ends up in the sewers is theirs.
That's how they get everything they have is like dumpster diving at Goodwills and shit.
Yep. What's a VHS?
Yeah, right.
I will slap you like a redheaded stepchild.
Next. Oh, my God.
Leo's scared.
What's an 8-track? Now that one I understand.
To be fair, he should be scared.
Yep.
Because I know this is not what we do. We're grading aesthetic. But right now, if they're in the woods, this is the entire season, like it's not a whole, it's like an entire volume of episodes, like 10 or 13 episodes long.
I think this is like, quote, season 3 in the DVDs.
It's dedicated to Halloween.
Oh, it's probably the one I had to get to then.
Every single episode, literally every single episode is a horror movie.
Yep.
They fight Freddy Krueger. They have to be careful. These are all in quotations. But they fight Freddy Krueger. They fight Jason. They fight the Hills Have Eyes ideas.
Do they fight Leatherface? Demon car thing that's supposed to be like Carrie.
Yep, they fight Carrie.
Isn't there a villain in the Turtles, Leather something?
Leatherhead.
Yeah, different guy.
Leatherhead. Which Leatherhead starts out as a friend. Well, kind of gets a little mad, and then...
He's kind of, like, bad at first, and then it's, like, because he was mad and upset, and...
Next. There's all of them. Here's the other thing. When you look at this, this is not going to be fair to them, because these are images, just like my pyramid.
Yeah.
It's true. What you're seeing here...
We didn't even have to mention...
They shouldn't have eyes. No, they should not have eyes.
Yep.
This is a fight scene. The eyes go away in combat.
Yep.
Every time the turtles move to attack, their pupils go away.
Yep.
And they become those really cool white eye turtles.
So they shouldn't have eyes?
And the animations... Yep. The animations...
Well, neither should Hills.
The animation in this...
Super Mario Brothers 3... Yeah, those fuckers will stare at
you. Images do nothing for this show. In fact, it was still fucking images that made me hate this show. These fucking pictures, I said, I don't like the way they fucking look. And it took me almost till they were on like the fourth fucking DVD was out.
Yep.
By the time I finally said, I'll get the first one. If nothing else, Gwen can watch it. It's 10 fucking bucks. So I bought it at Walmart, went home, and then she never got this DVD.
Shit.
I watched the whole fucking thing in one sitting, all 13 episodes, and went back to Walmart.
And got the other three.
It's good.
It wasn't until I was sitting around at my parents' house back when I was still living with Jen, like 4 fucking years ago, when her and her ex-fiancé were a thing, and we all were sharing the same apartment, I was like, fuck. I got to go do laundry. So I went to my dad's to do laundry. I was like, shit, that Ultimate Spider-Man should be on. Let me flip over to Disney XD. Fuck, it's not on. Screw it, what's on TV? How about Nickelodeon? And this came on, and I was like, fuck it, I'll
whatever.
Watch an episode.
It's where my attitude
Six
was.
6 episodes later, my laundry is still done, and the washer hasn't been switched over. I just got done working a third shift, and it's like 3 in the afternoon, and I'm still like, this is
dude,
the Turtles.
The continuity is fucking amazing.
I was in a similar situation. I saw these images and saw a few bits and pieces of the show, and I'm like, that just looks horrible.
Yeah.
Compared to the other stuff I've seen and liked. Yep. And then when I started actually watching, it's like,
yep,
this is good.
All the storyline that's put down, like the Shredder's daughter. And the turtles and the little pieces of character study that I'm telling you, in the first fucking episode, they went out of their way to put character study in the first fight. Donnie fights with Raph, and then Mikey fights with Leo, and then Raph and Leo fight. And you could tell that this fight has happened multiple times. But Leo actually handicaps himself at the start. He throws one of his swords away and decides to fight Raphael with one sword, because Leo has won with two swords. Mm-hmm. So, it's now time to move to the next level, to push himself, to be dedicated, to learn to be better and surpass the weakness that he has.
Yep.
And he loses to Raph. He overestimates his ability and loses to Raph in that fight. And Raphael then goes out of his way to talk about how great he is because he won that fight.
And then Splinter shows up and smack.
And then Splinter makes a joke of all 4 of them, showing them that these children are children. There's still a long way to go. You're still in the junior leagues, children.
Hey, Shane, take a look at your favorite turtle real quick. He's the turtle that lived. He's Turtle Potter.
Yeah, Raph has damage. Yeah. Raph has more damage than the others.
It's the fact that it's a lightning bolt.
That's because, right. That's because Raph fights more.
Raph takes bigger risks and relies on his strength more. And that's something they go into. There's even a point where they removed Leonardo and put Raph in charge of the team.
Yep.
And Raphael had to make leader decisions and came to find out there's a lot more to that job than saying, go beat people up.
Yep.
Did he ever do a good job?
It's not that he did a bad job. It's that
he didn't understand.
Yeah, he didn't understand the complexity of the leadership policy.
Like, it's like when you're sitting at work and you're bitching about the bosses, and then one day you get to take over the boss's job and you realize it's a lot more of a pain in the ass. Now, where you work at, bad example, because your bosses get to sit around and watch YouTube all night and go, hey, fucking get to picking, fill up boxes.
Okay.
But I've worked at jobs where quite literally, like, I've been like, man, this boss doesn't know what the fuck they're doing, and I had to take over the boss's job, and I'm like, oh, this is a lot harder than I thought. Until I got into the rhythm.
Okay, that's
it. There we go. That's the end of these guys. And they are getting screwed because images do no fucking justice.
Right.
These turtles are designed to work with double animation styles because they're CG, but then there's these weird, like, hand-drawn, like, effects that happen in the middle of the series, like the cry marks and the angry and the way the pupils go away and the action scenes. And the show in motion is way good.
It's a hardcore blend between Western and Eastern animation. It literally is fucking American
Three
style with anime.
Still
influences.
Frame pictures hurt this.
3.5.
I love the series, but the aesthetic,
in
I
fact,
have to give it a 3.9.
Proof of it, turn around and look at the figures behind you.
Yep.
That's what they look like.
Yep.
And even that splinter behind the splinter.
And
is
the
what
splinter
look like.
Is my favorite splinter that has ever appeared in any continuity ever.
Yeah.
He is the best splinter I have ever seen. Yes. He's the one with the kabuki crazy face.
Yep.
I'm going to give this pie.
3.14?
Mm-hmm.
What of you?
I'm just going to give it a straight 3. I mean, yeah. I hate it in certain aspects. I don't mind it in others. But it's definitely nowhere near some of the shit that we've seen today.
He gave it Shane's penis size.
I mean, 4.6. Because I know what it looks like in motion.
Yep.
The pictures don't help it, but I've seen this work. And I can grade aesthetically knowing that it actually does work and looks great in motion. It's a 4.6.
I'm going to go the whole way out on this one. It's a 3.628. So technically a 3.63.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Mom,
what are we doing?
Michael Bay! Boom, boom, explosions! Here we go.
Fucking one. Done already. I ain't got it. Nope, I'm done. My fucking fireworks.
But Raph is huge mungus.
Like fireworks.
The only one on there I even kind of like is Donnie.
I'll agree to that.
It's because he's like all teched out and shit.
Nope.
Nope. Sticking with my bias.
But regardless,
sticking with
this
Raph.
Is bad.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely
bad. I didn't like these turtles. The movies, I guess, were...
The designs were shit.
I haven't seen a single one of these movies.
They're okay.
Me neither.
I've seen them. They're fine. They're fine. And then from time to time, they do feel Ninja Turtles. The second one, not so much. The first one does have moments where it really hits that stride, and it feels like
really?
A Turtles movie.
Yeah. You think the second one did? I mean, no. Casey's got anger problems.
Thanks.
Like, the only
Thanks for
thing
bringing
I've
up
seen
Casey.
About this movie is, like, the elevator scene. Because somebody told me about it. And so I looked it up.
Oh, yeah, the elevator scene, that was actually pretty cool.
Next.
Raph took steroids.
Jesus.
It's a monkey turtle. It's a goddamn gorilla.
Oh, trust me, it's going to get worse.
He keeps roiding out more. He gets bigger as the movie goes.
Okay, next. No. I liked Splinter. He does look like
look
a rat.
Bad. He looks like a rat, yeah.
It's fine. He's an ugly rat. That's fine with me.
God damn. He's the best out of the five of them.
I don't like the turtle shoes. I don't like the turtle pants.
I lied.
I don't
1.
Like
2.
The turtle sweater. I don't like this.
Oh, the wood armor?
I don't think it's actually an armor. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
that's an armor, Bill.
No, I think that's supposed to be signifying something.
They use those to stop arrows. And then they got better at making
I was
metal
gonna,
stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to say that's an actual symbolism, if I remember right.
It's also armor.
Next. I'll have to look that up, honestly, because I feel like I remember this meaning something, and it's not an armor.
What the fuck
I'm sorry.
Is Mikey wearing? That weird thing around his fucking neck, that chain thing. What the fuck is that?
I think those are sunglasses hanging.
Yes, on. Those are sunglasses and Mardi Gras beads.
Yep.
He's the party dude.
Dude look
yeah,
at,
well,
look
he's
at,
fucking retarded.
Look at Raph's biceps. Jesus Christ. They're 3 times the size of Donnie.
They're bigger than Raph's face.
Oh, my God, dude. This motherfucker works
Raph's
out.
Raph's biceps are as big as Donnie is wide. Yes.
God damn. When, you know, I seen the movie.
Calm down here on Barrett Turtle.
Hey. Fucking.
There ain't no getting off this train we on. What that, train is that, creatine?
That last picture we saw when they were kind of standing next
nope,
to each other.
I know what happened.
And Donnie's supposed to be the tallest?
No.
Dude, Raph fucking popped some roids, man.
No. 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 Raph got up early in the morning, went to Chris Redfield's house, and had creatine pancakes.
Next.
Yep.
All right, now Donnie's taller. Okay.
Like he's supposed to be.
Yep. Now this scene was actually pretty cool. I like the elevator scene.
It's just
Raph's got sunglasses.
Like in Mikey's face. Oh Jesus.
That's why I said that changed it to a 1.2 because fucking Splinter brought it up barely.
God, it's just the Mikey looks like a very creepy turtle-esque Buddha.
I can see it, surprisingly.
Seth knows where I'm coming from. It's fucking Turtle Buddha.
Uh-huh. Dude.
Raph just looks like a goddamn bruiser with no brain whatsoever.
And?
Heck go on foot.
Yeah, like that.
All turtles got captured but Raph.
What was that? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, almost everything that Leonardo wears...
is some kind of symbolism.
Is a symbolism to what he is. Some of it is armor, without a doubt, but it's not even built for practicality. It's because he is very much Kendo samurai lifestyle.
Except for that pin on his fucking strap. That's weird.
The NYC.
That's New York City. Yeah. That's I love my city.
And Donnie's got extendo stick.
And Raphael is very, I'm a street punk ass.
Yeah.
Donnie is a technophile.
Oh, yes.
Of
yes.
the highest caliber.
Of the highest caliber.
Next.
Are you two a thing?
Hey, it's Casey.
I really don't like Mikey.
Next.
You can skin me alive with your fucking nunchucks. Oh, wait, you can't because you ain't menacing Mikey.
See, but then, like I said, there's moments where it really does capture the Ninja Turtles feeling. This is a hard sell. They look awful, and that hurt the movie devastatingly because, like, when Mikey comes down from the roof and Leo's trying to be intimidating because he wants to speak in the rasp because he's seen it on TV and that's where they're getting their information for humans, and... He's telling her, give us our stuff or whatever. Give us the camera. That's all we want. We'll be gone. And then all of a sudden she's freaking out because there's this fucking monster. And Mike is the one that comes up and he's like, whoa, calm down. Look, it's just a mask. It's not even real. Like,
it's not even.
And she's like, holy shit. But
not the mask I was freaking out about.
It's just a mask. Cool down. But that's what I mean. There are moments that if you watch this, it does feel like a Turtles movie.
You want to know what else I don't like about this movie? While Leo in other movies has had to go find himself, wanted to be a better leader, I think this is the worst adaptation of Leo ever.
It very well could have been.
He is a shit fucking leader.
But all four of these turtles in this continuity are completely untested.
Yes.
Does he get a fucking tattoo on his arm?
Yes.
Huh.
That's what I mean, is everything that Leo has, everything that Leo has is a symbolism.
I never noticed the street sign until this picture.
That's the reason for all this on his belt.
And their shells also look, I mean, I know turtle shells don't come off, but these look like they could come off. Like they're held with a strap. I mean, I understand that that's for his swords. I get it. But it looks
no, because all four of them have a strap thing.
Yeah.
And their shells just look super awkward.
I'm not going to lie.
Like, they're super, super way above
where they
should
be. I think Donnie actually is a lot stronger than he looks, because look what he's carrying on his shell. He's like he's got a fucking proton pack.
Dude's carrying around probably the same kind of
I mean, considering the fact that literally it looks like he has on the exact same goggles on the top of his head as from the fucking first Ghostbuster movie. When
why does he have
Venkman,
glasses?
What's going on? I got slimed. That's great!
How did he take a test? Or are they just fake glasses? Do they have lenses? Like,
they have lenses.
I know.
But it makes me wonder if they wanted to make him stand out as the nerdy.
But wouldn't it screw up his eyes to wear glasses he doesn't need? And if he does need them, how'd he figure out his exact prescription and obtain them?
He's a techie. He might have hacked some stuff.
He can hack all he wants. He's not a doctor.
He can't prescribe. I mean, he can't get the lenses.
He wouldn't have that kind of information. He's a tech head.
Yeah.
I shouldn't even read into this. This sucks.
Yeah.
Next.
I was going to say he's stuck into an optometrist at night.
Why are we reading it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Next again. That's look, it. These fuckers are done.
One.
I mean, one. I don't like how Mikey looks.
Zero.
Bill Guy.
$1.8. If you are a Turtles fan, you will find Ninja Turtles in that movie. You will. I swear to you, you will. Drop your bias.
By the way, it's a one.
It's fine.
Moving on.
You're welcome.
Now we're moving to the IDW Ninja Turtle comic books. This is the storyline that is running presently today.
All right, that's pretty sweet.
Oh, and by the way, why is this important? Eastman and Lair finally came back.
Yep.
I was just about to say, what's up, Raph? But you might not be Raph.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Did they go back to all three of them, all four of them wearing red?
You'll see. Oh, yeah. Next.
Okay, that's definitely Raph. I can tell about the weapon.
Next.
Yeah, they did. And there's Donnie.
Yeah, these are classic cover designs. And I want to say in the book, it took them a couple issues before they got the color bandanas. But they do have them now.
Yeah.
But they've actually been moving these turtles in a specific direction. All right. Next.
Donnie looks like he's kind of chubby.
Dude, that's so cool. This is once again back to Eastman, like I said.
Yeah.
And it's got that lanky... The turtles are always, like, strangely deformed and noir.
Yep.
Fair, they're supposed to. They're turtles.
Right.
They're humanoid turtles.
Well, now that they're back in control of the creators, next, they got that crazy look about them again.
Yeah, Mikey definitely has his crazy look back.
He's got his nunchucks, too.
Next. Yes, this did happen. This was a hard fucking moment.
Yep.
That's Donnie. Yes, he was beat to death.
Yep.
I was going to question who the weird fox person is next.
There are other mutants in the continuity of Turtles. There have been for years.
Yeah, there have been.
Like, you want to really dig in, you'll find...
I think it was mostly like in the first cartoon and the Archie comics where they were really a shit ton. Yeah.
Well, there's always been like in the comics, you're talking... There's Yojimbo, which is the samurai bunny. There's the frogs. There's like three frogs that are kind of like different take on the... the Ninja Turtles. There's Leatherhead, of course. There's other mutants and aliens from other planets and things like that, like the Triceratons. And
so, who beat him?
It was Bebop and
Rocksteady. I want to say it was. I couldn't remember if it was Rocksteady or Bebop or both.
I know
them.
They were both walking away from one image I saw.
He got stuck fighting them alone, and they're look in a comic book. They're not your 1980s figure.
Yep.
They're mean. They're tragic. They're brutal. They're powerful. And if you don't really understand how dangerous they are,
you're dead.
You're dead.
Yep.
And Donnie got trapped with them alone.
Well, it looks like Raph's about to fucking murder.
He's not too happy.
He's going to murder someone.
And if also Metalhead, see him up here.
He's lost his arm.
He's got a huge dent in his torso.
Yep.
So yep. Donnie's dead.
He's back now because comic books and continuity and all
but
kinds
did
of
they
craziness.
Ever, did they ever beat the shit out of Bebop and Rocksteady?
There was a fight. There was like a revenge fight, if I remember. I have this coming to me now. I'm subscribed to the IDW Turtles, and they're fantastic. But I didn't get subscribed
quick enough
until about 5, maybe 6 months ago. So I missed all of this, and I've only been able to pick it up through bits and pieces. Next.
Okay, that's it.
Because I don't. You see Mikey crying, man. I think when that fight happens, you ain't going to see no. No, Mikey was actually crying.
Yeah, both were.
They both were, but Raph was.
Raph was angry crying. Mikey was fucking
sad
ugly.
And then
sobbing.
Leo looked like he was just destroyed.
Leo has to hold his composure.
Three.
It's just like I said, Leo's the one that puts them all together. They're all islands, and they're going to look to Leo at that point. And he has to be like, this is fine. This is fine. We'll figure it out.
He'll mourn when nobody's around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he's alone, that's when he'll break down and cry.
Because he's allowed to at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the second his brothers walk in the room, he's like, let's do this.
I love them.
I'm going to give it a 4.5 because I can actually dig that.
Yeah,
plus,
I've always liked
the noir
type
of stuff.
I like it.
I think your wife is downstairs dying. By the way, 4.3 for me. What'd you say, Bill?
I'm at a 4.8. I think they're awesome. Maybe even radical.
Wow.
Bodacious?
4.32.
Tubular.
Ostentatious!
4.32 for the IDW Turtles.
Hey, look, if we can wrap this up in about 3 seconds, we can literally match the last episode.
Nope, too late.
Are you ready?
Damn it. Missed it by that much.
Rise of the TMNT.
Holy
nuke
shit!
It!
What?
I'm nuking this shit.
He fucking says nuke it.
I can't remember. Is that a -5?
That's a negative 5.
Look at that, man. He's a...
Because the last time I thought it was -5, so...
It's a -5.
Yeah, it's a -5. It pretty much... it's the ultimate hate. It's the nuke.
Who's the leader? Biggest picture.
Guess who the biggest turtle is.
Oh, yeah, Raph. I've seen this. Raph is... Oh, boy.
Next.
Motherfucker pops steroids. What the fuck? What's wrong with Donnie? Why does he look dumb?
He's a soft shell turtle, so he built a type of mechanical thing. They're all four different turtles now, too. They're not the same breed. Like, they've always been like Red Ear Sliders.
Don't tell me fucking Raph is a boxing turtle.
I think he's a snapper.
Yeah.
And then
next.
He's got the dumb idiot tooth. Okay, wait. You said we're only allowed to, it's per genre. So like basically if I use a nuke on a turtle, I can't use it on any more turtles, but I can still use it on a Sentai, right?
Yep.
Nuke.
-5. Fuck this thing to hell.
Nuke it.
That's his entire arsenal. Nuke goes up to a -5.
Okay, so let's see. So that's a 1, that's a 2, that's a 3. You said no. Okay, so that's 4 of us, because I'm going to give them a 0.5. I'm going to recognize that they exist, that they got the colors right. I like the fact that they tried to go with different types of turtles. That was an interesting idea. But the art style is definitely not what it needs to fucking be.
They can't even keep it consistent.
Yep. That's new age.
Just look at
that's,
Raph.
This is the way animation is right now. Animation has entered this phase. Like we grew up in what was known as disgusting animation. Yep. Everything was Ren and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead. Very, very morbid, disgusting animation.
Yeah, they went out of their way to be gross just for the sake of being gross.
Then things like
like the 90s. Then being it kind dark of, for the sake of being dark.
Then it crossed into the type of Doug Funny animation things, where everything kind of hit this weird, almost done, but not quite done animation, like let's just get it out there. Then animation took this curve in their generation, where now all animation is this quick, happy, fun times, adventure time type of animation. Everything's quick, jagged, and funny. Everything. Yep. Even the serious crap like Teen Titans Go.
Yep.
That is an animation style.
Thundercats Ho.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You're exactly right. Everything wants to do this because that's the style of the time right now. Kind of like for a while, everything had to be CG. Yeah. Everything.
Or everything had to be anime.
Yes. Which is the reason that Teen Titans ended up looking the way they did.
Yeah.
Next. Did everybody enjoy that?
I think so.
So
I don't know. What are you rating, Bill?
There's co-op pictures, so.
Give it a 0.2.
So Seth gave it a 0.5. Bill gave it a 0.2. Me and Scott nuked the shit out of it. Shane, did you nuke it too?
Yes, he did. So it's at a negative 2.86.
Fuck that.
Co-op. Here we are. This is the Batman TMNT. Yes, this is an actual comic event, and it's on its second phase.
Actually, this is labeled under Batman TMNT Adventures.
Yeah, this is the second one. I have the first
that's
one.
Yeah, the first one was more
Batman,
of the serious.
The first one was the comic Turtles meeting the comic Batman. Yeah. The second one is more the cartoon Turtles meeting the cartoon Batman.
Yeah,
four. I like that.
Four.
We're not grading these.
Yeah, we're not grading these.
Next, this is the end, dude.
This is our victory lap.
By the way, here's what we're about to get to.
This is why we have to do this.
Yep.
Because Saban decided that these are a shared universe.
Because you guys clearly are not watching until we get back to the DVDs, so we got to get back to DVDs.
12. Next. That is the other one where the comics meet the comic Batman.
Oh.
That's the one I have.
20. I'm going to give it a 20. Okay.
And it is pretty sweet. And that is consistently the animation style of the book.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to give it a 20 out of 5.
So Batman gets to chill out with some turtles.
There's a mutagen explosion that happens at Arkham Asylum. It's amazing.
Now we got even crazier.
Although
Joker.
I still find it absolutely
Joker
hilarious.
Becomes like a giant snake thing.
Yep.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
And again, I still find it absolutely hilarious that the fucking turtles are inside of the DC universe. When they were loosely based off of the Marvel universe.
Well, this is just a crossover. Right now, the Turtles exist in the IDW universe.
True, but you know what I mean, though. I just find it funny.
Next.
Hey, look at that.
History of Leo. Look at him. You see what I mean? This is the when they went into areas that had no air or something like that, they would do this. They would purposely shove this thing down their throat and hold it in their teeth, and it would push oxygen so they could breathe. They were really dark figures. Yep. I like this one a lot. I like this one a lot. I like this one a lot. I love this one. I don't care that it looks this bad. It doesn't look like this in the show. I don't like this. I don't like the 80s designs. I hate them. I really do. I'm very biased against them nowadays. And that's what I grew up with, but I can't go back to it. It's awful.
Next.
See?
Turtles Forever.
I like this movie because it even points out just how bad and sad our turtles really were.
Yeah. Isn't it a matter of like, no, it's the 2000s one, the 2013 or whatever, where they meet up with these idiots on the list.
Yes.
And they're just like, yeah, let's go. Doot, doot, doot. And they start to walk out, and like one of them grabs them and
that's
throws them back.
Like,
that's
this
fuck
movie.
What the fuck are you doing?
That's this movie.
Yeah.
But that does happen in the 2013 also. There's a crossover with the 80s Awful Turtles.
Yep.
Next.
Epic rap battle.
Oh, yeah.
Epic rap battles of history.
Not bad, Turtles.
Which is funny considering the fact that this is a YouTube budget.
Right.
And it's still better than the fucking...
I've seen worse.
Yeah. We've seen tons of worse.
Next. Holy ball sacks.
Yeah. Actually, this was my first comic that I bought with a turtle on it since the Archie comics.
That's a heavy metal crossover.
Yeah, you. Okay. Next. Oh, look at
How
that.
Did you go down a hill?
Very that easily.
Damn, man, look at that.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay. I was like, next. Who the fuck is ringing?
There's that
yes.
recent one.
This is cool because they come into the animation style of these turtles, and then these turtles go into the animation style of these turtles. So you get to see these guys look like these guys, and these guys look like these guys.
Yeah, the 80s turtles are like, yeah, sorry about that, guys, but we had to bring you over because there's this other dimensional Krang here that's not our Krang, and he's trying to blow up all the dimensions.
Next. Oh, that's on its way.
Yep.
It's coming for you.
It's coming.
Next.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Yeah. That happened, by the way. I've yet to have a chance to read it, but damn, that's awesome.
Ghost turtles.
And you know, Donnie had a frickin' orgasm meeting these
Spangler.
Guys.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh,
yeah.
Japanese turtles.
Next.
Turtles.
It's kind of neat.
Yeah, that is kind of neat, actually.
Yeah.
Next. Okay. There we go.
That's it.
That finally finishes out looking over the designs of the TMNT so we can finally start doing the movie reviews.
Good. Which means we can get back to the DVDs so everybody will stop screaming and freaking out. Get back to the Sentai DVD. We said we'd get to it when we can, but schedules have been a major bitch lately.
Yeah.
You ain't lying.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.